Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Have a think about this. So can bar staff refuse to sell 0% alcohol drinks to adults if they're then given to children or under 18s? That's what Labour's Alan Kelly wants to know, who says staff in busy pubs can struggle to determine who'd been drinking what, and the drinks look very similar, the bottles, the branding, the labels look very similar. Sheila Gilheeney is Chief Executive of Alcohol Action, and she joins us along with Pat Crotty, the Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. You're getting in on this already to 51551. A listener says 0% isn't harmful. If they instead tried an alcoholic version of something like cider, fruit cider, for the first time, for example, they'll get the taste of both a nice drink but also alcohol. Serving 0% shows that you can enjoy a drink in a pub setting without needing alcohol. So that's one view. But another listener says, can't believe that question is even being asked. An absolute no to allow under 18s have non-alcoholic beer. So 51551 for your opinion. Sheila Gilheeney, though, what is your opinion?
We would say that this is a product that needs to be looked in the round. We need to look at both the sale and the marketing of these products. The industry themselves, and it's not often that I would start with what the industry say, but the industry says that these products are not suitable for under 18s. So that's clear from them. What isn't clear from a legal perspective, because there is no framework around either the sale or the marketing of these products, that it's not clear what should be done. Now, what we actually do see happening in real life is that, particularly in supermarkets, you tend not to see them being sold to under 18s. Mm-hmm. They're bar marked in a particular way.
But are you saying the law isn't clear? If I go in with an under 18 and I buy a non-alcoholic beer, can I actually legally give that to the under 18?
Yes, there's no law against it.
Really? Pat Crotty, can I bring you into the conversation here? Is this a grey area, or what happens in a realistic pub situation?
The short answer is yes, it is a grey area. The longer answer is it doesn't happen in your normal pub scenario, because the publican is responsible for running an orderly house, and he or she would be making a rod for their own back in terms of the what their own other customers would think, what impression and reputation they'd be creating for themselves. Mm. And indeed, never mind the fact that a couple of young people are there drinking something 0.0 this minute. If you're running a busy bar and you come back and have a look in a half hour and they're still there with two drinks in front of them, are they still 0.0 drinks? I mean, you're just opening a can of worms that is all wrong from every point of view in terms of trying to run your business.
Just to be devil's advocate for a second, is it not the responsible thing to do as a publican to give that the under 18, if they want a drink in a drink setting or a drink environment, to give them 0%?
No, the law in this country is that you cannot have alcoholic drink in a bar when you're under 18.
This is not an alcoholic drink.
No, but it is certainly not going to create the right impression in any way, shape or form. And the least it's going to do is create confusion, because there'll be questions as to, is it alcoholic or not alcoholic? Mm. Was their last one alcoholic or not alcoholic? I say it's a can of worms. And the simplest way to deal with it is, from every point of view, from a social mores point of view, from a practicality of running a bar, is that is not really what you want to do. There's an awful lot of publicans who would even frown at the notion of a group of 18-year-olds creating the impression at their bar of it being a place full of young people. It just creates a completely wrong impression.
Yeah, but what are we about here? What are we about here as a country, though? Are we frowning at the notion that under, like, a 17-year-old could have a non-alcoholic in the pub, clutching our pearls, Sheila, and then the under 17 might go around the corner and drink cans in the park of alcohol?
We certainly know that there's plenty of underage drinking going on in Ireland, and I would prefer to see, you know, action by Gardaí on ensuring that, you know, sales like that are not permitted, because clearly they are happening at the moment, whether through, you know, bars or through off licenses or through, you know, friends and family providing the alcohol. But, you know, Pat actually draws attention to this kind of like grey area. What the problem with these products is that they're advertising at the moment is being directed towards children. They are being advertised in spaces like close to schools, like on buses, before the 9 p.m. Broadcast watershed, which gives an impression that they are a normal product, even though, as Pat points out, actually, they're not an ordinary product. They're certainly a product that aren't suitable for women who are pregnant. They're certainly not suitable for under 18s. They're not suitable for people who are in recovery. So they're not the same.
Why are they not suitable for women who are pregnant, for example?
Because actually they do contain some alcohol. They actually can contain up to 0.5% alcohol. And indeed, in other jurisdictions, they can actually contain even more than that.
So is that not a negligible amount?
It's a small amount, but it's not a negligible amount. It is there. But again, I would just come back to these are products that normalise the impression of drinking. You know, you're talking there, what's wrong with letting a 17-year-old or whatever do that? What we're saying is then that it is a normal thing for a 17-year-old to be drinking, which actually in this country is unfortunately the case. It is a normal thing, but it shouldn't be a normal thing.
They're relatively new types of drinks, the 0% alcohol or the very low percent alcohol. We do see more and more young people now anecdotally avoid alcohol altogether. Would it not be a good thing if this trend continued, that instead of drinking alcoholic drinks, for the health of the nation, let's say, Sheila, that you know, you could still go to a bar, you could still enjoy a gang of friends in a pub setting, but drink 0%. Would that not be a good change in society?
I will say that there is a decrease in the overall number, the age at which, sorry, I should put that the other way around, there is an increase at the age at which young people are starting to drink, and that is a positive thing. But we still have a significant problem with underage drinking. About 50,000 children every year will start to drink. The industry, like to put a bit of a health halo around these products and kind of suggest that, you know, oh, well, it's actually a move from drinking alcohol to drinking zero alcohol. We don't see any evidence of that. We do see that, yes, the market is increasing, but that's not necessarily to say that people are drinking less of alcohol and drinking more of 0.0. They could be just substituting from other soft drinks, for example, or drinking them in environments where they weren't ever going to drink in the first place. So we're saying there's a need to look at these in the round. We certainly need to look at their advertising and their marketing. I think
There needs to be regulation and new laws around this then?
I certainly think there needs to be laws around their advertising. I think from a point of view of a pub, as Pat has said, you know, the alcohol industry themselves say that these products are not suitable for children. So I think if they're asked, they can certainly say they're not suitable.
Okay.
And I think it is a little bit of a diversion away from other issues around alcohol
that are more urgent, you say. Yes. But we'll stick with this for a second, because a listener has pulled you up, Pat, and you say to run an orderly house, you know, you can't serve an under 18 0% beer because you don't know, given the confusion as the night goes on, if they're drinking alcoholic or non-alcoholic. But a listener says, what about a glass of lemonade in the pub? How does the barman know there isn't gin or vodka in it? What's the difference?
You're 100% right. Yeah, the barman and the bar owner is required to be vigilant at all times. But if somebody asks for a glass of lemonade and they get that, you have reasonable cause to, and there's certainly no confusion about looking at the glass to me. But if you have a glass of beer, it's a very different equation. Visibly and practically, you cannot manage it in the same way. But Cormac, the whole concept of, I think Sheila's confusing herself or her argument in the sense that she's saying that the industry are saying this is not for young people. And at the same time, she says the industry is advertising these products to young people. The only thing I can see is that we are, as a nation, per capita drinking less. We never had so many people who don't ever take a drink at all. And the existence of alcohol-free beers, particularly, is actually weaning people off beer. There are more and more people, they call it the zebra effect, where they have one with some beer, one alcohol-free. There's all sorts of things
going on. So
are you saying
alcohol action should promote 0% or the use of?
Well, the simplest logic to me is that the brewers of these products are spending a fortune of money advertising them. And if they got enough support for all that, the net position would be that we would, if we all stopped drinking alcoholic beer and went for the non-alcoholic version, Sheila would be out of a job, wouldn't
Sheila?
She?
These products make up about 1% of the overall alcohol market, but there is a massive health halo that goes with them that really is generated by the alcohol industry through their mass marketing of these products. While they advertise the product, they're actually also advertising their brand. And that's, I mean, Diageo and Heineken have both pointed to that in their own reports, saying, you know, their sponsorship of things, you know, like rugby matches has increased, yes, the sales of 0.0, but also the sales of their main product as well. So I think we do need to just separate out a little bit what, you know, the issues really are. Okay. We have a serious problem with alcohol in this country.
Okay, well, listener finally says there's a reason why those recovering from alcohol addiction are told to avoid non-alcoholic or 0% alcohol drinks. They're manufactured to taste and smell like the original alcoholic drink. They can contain trace alcohol up to 0.5% and have a psychological link to those alcoholic products. Why would any child be allowed to purchase such a product? So says one listener to 51551. Continue your text. We'll get to them shortly, but Pat Crotty of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, thank you. And Sheila Gilheaney of Alcohol Action Ireland, thank you as well.